So, number two of our series of eight on the Beatitudes. Last week, first one said, blessed are those who realize their need for God, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Today, a little more difficult, Ted, and you can put it up there. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Now, I got to tell you, when I read this one again, it was like, okay, Lord, can I skip this one and go to the next one? Because this is one of the more difficult texts. If you think of difficult texts in the Bible, this is one of the more difficult ones. Because first question, and this is on a superficial reading, right? First question that you want to ask is, where's the joy in suffering? Where's the blessing in mourning? It's kind of, no, this just can't be. And we don't like this mourning, suffering kind of thing, right? We like to wear those masks. Those who are my age and a little older will remember we used to sing an old song, pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. And we like to do that. We don't like to show that we're struggling, that we're suffering, that we're going through a time of mourning. We always just want to smile, and we kind of want to create a world in which we smile. But Jesus comes, and there on the Sermon on the Mount, he looks them in the eye and he said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. He makes us look reality in the eye and say, we'd love a world in which there is no suffering, in which there is no hurt, in which there is no mourning, but that's not true. We live in a world where there is suffering and mourning and hurt and pain. And when he says that, in my own heart, I had these two feelings, little ambivalence in there. On the one hand, I wanted to say, Jesus, I don't want to hear this. I'm out of here. I'm gone. I don't want to listen to this. And on the other hand, there was this, okay, so you say to me that there is something in mourning that can be good. There is something in suffering that can pick me up and build me. I don't get that. And when I spoke to Carrie in the week a little earlier, I said, she said, I didn't know how to pick the songs. It's so difficult. And I said, you need to read number one to understand number two. Number one and two connect with each other. Because it starts out with, blessed are those who realize that they have nothing. They come with their bigger hands. Remember the message said, blessed are those who've come to the end of their rope. Who realize their need for God. And isn't that what mourning does to us? Isn't that what suffering does to us? It takes us back to God and to stand before God and say, here I am. I have nothing. And I can't do anything about this. And this is really hard. And this is really difficult. And I don't know if I can make this, Lord. I'm faking it, but I'm not making it. What do I do? And in the moment, I go to the Lord and I can stand there and I say, I'm mourning, I'm struggling, I'm suffering. God changes my eyes. And I start seeing the world through God's eyes. Because isn't it true, my friends, that we live in a broken and a hurting and a suffering world? Can I give you two examples? One from way back when and one from right now. A man called Elie Wiesel, and you can go read all of his stuff. It's so beautiful. Holocaust survivor, Jewish man, wrote a book called The Town Beyond the Wall. And in this book, he tells a story of this little town. And there was a Jewish mother and her son who lived there. She was a widow. And they got news that the Nazis were coming to cleanse the town from, as they called it, the Jewish scourge. But there was an old farmer in there who wasn't a Jew. And he looked at this mother and son. The mother's name was Feige, and her little son's name was Mengele. And he said, I can't let them kill you. So what we're going to do is I'm going to take my little horse carriage, and we're going to put the hay on there, and you're going to be under the hay. We'll pack it all over you. And I'm going to get you out of here so you can be safe. But you have to promise you'll be quiet no matter what, because the moment you make a sound, they're going to hear you, and then it's going to be the end of all of us. Put them on this little cart and put the hay on them, and they set out, and all things went well. And just as they got to kind of the end of where this town ended, all of a sudden, there was a patrol of German soldiers. They stopped him. And they said, what are you hiding underneath the hay? And he says, nothing. And they said, oh, yeah? And the one looked at the other, got a smile, and he took out his long sword. And they started stabbing into the hay from all sides. Stab, stab, stab into the hay. And the farmer sat there, and he held his breath, but there was this moment where he couldn't help it. And the soldiers looked at each other, and they smiled, and they started taking off the hay. And as they took off the hay, there was Feige and little Mengele, and he was all over his body, stuck with that sword, but he wasn't dead. And as they opened it up, his first little words were, Mom, it wasn't me. I didn't make a sound. Mom, I didn't say a word. Neither did she, because she was dead. You're asking, what's the point of the story? There is no point to the story. It just tells the story of how broken this world is in which we live. Blessed are those who mourn, who learn to look at the world with God's eyes and mourn. Can I give you a story from our own time? It's called Ukraine. And I'm not looking for trouble. I'm just saying we're doing nothing. We stand at NATO and we've got big smiles. We're meeting together. We're doing nothing. Bombs fall on malls where just normal people are going for an ice cream with their kids. And they don't go home with their kids because they're dead. And they're pleading help. And we're all saying, let's just wait a little longer. Sorry, I'm not a political man, you know that. But my heart is broken. Because we're sitting and we're looking and we're doing a lot of this. What are we doing? We live in a broken world when a crazy man can go shoot people to pieces, and we're all doing this. I'm not saying World War III needs to start. I'm just saying, do you understand this verse? It is way stronger than we think of just blessed are those who mourn. We need God's eyes to see this world. And when God sees that, what do you think He's doing? He's crying. He's broken for this world that He created with all of His love and His care. And look at what we're doing. He sent His Son to come into this world. And what are we doing? What are we showing? It breaks my heart. And I'm thinking, yeah, I could go and take a gun, but that's not going to help. How do we mourn, Lord? How do we change this, Lord? How does this world change? How do we stop the bombs and the shooting and the killing and the not caring? Give us the heart of God, Lord. Give us your eyes that will cry, that will see. But there are two beautiful words that the Greek uses, and I want to explain these words to you. Make me understand a little better. When it says, blessed are those who mourn, the Greek word for mourn is pentheo. Pentheo is this word that says, it's one of two, either this silent sigh that comes from my inside, or this huge groan that happens in this moment when this morning just bursts out of my life. And it reminds me of Romans chapter 8 when it says this whole creation sighs for the moment when God will come and change this world that is so broken. When we sigh, when we are broken, when we groan before God, here's the thing, God doesn't just turn His back. That's when God opens His arms to us. And it says, and they will be comforted. The word comfort is a beautiful word, and I've explained this to you again. It's made up of two words, para and kaleo. Para kaleo, it's called in Greek. Para means to come next to someone, and kaleo means to speak their name. Look at this word comfort. Para kaleo, I will come next to you, walk close to you, and I will speak your name. When I sigh, when I cry, and when I groan, God doesn't say, it's okay. God comes and He says, Aubrey, I know your name. I'm going to come right next to you. And I'm going to be there. But here's the coolest thing of all of this. Parakaleo is the stem, it's the foundational word for another beautiful name in the Bible. When Jesus says, I'm going to leave this world, but I'm not going to leave you as orphans, but I'm going to leave one just as me with you, and He will be called Parakletos. Can you hear the word? Parakaleo, Parakletos. A comforter, the name of the Holy Spirit. Parakletos, the one who comes next to me and who comforts and who holds and who cries with me and who wipes my tears away and who picks me up and who carries me and walks with me until I can walk again. Problem with us. Douglas John Hall, in his book, God and Human Suffering, says the problem with us is that we try and avoid suffering. We try and avoid saying that I struggle. Because we're so afraid of that. There's this angst that comes in that. But the problem that happens with that is when we try and avoid, it ends up into depression. It's actually called suffering depression. Because I'm holding it in there. God says, don't do that. Come speak to me. Come tell me. Get it out. The message. You're blessed when you feel you've lost what is most dear to you. Only then can you be embraced by the one most dear to you. Blessed are those who can sigh, who can groan, for He will come alongside and He will walk with you. Go read the Old Testament, the Psalms. There's a whole bunch of the 150 Psalms, about 20 of them, that are called the Psalms of Lament. And in those moments of suffering and struggling, the people of God, there are the Psalms of Lament for the individuals and those for the community, would sing these Psalms. And the most beautiful moment of one calling out, please, please, I'm mourning, happens in Psalm 22 when the Lord Jesus hangs on that cross and He cries out in the lament, my God, why? But the Psalms of Lament always end with the doxology. But I will always say, you are my God, and my times are in your hands. Blessed are those who have learned to come before God and sigh, for He will come close to you and speak your name until you can walk again on your own. Amen. Lord, thank you. Thank you that we do not have to avoid our own pain and suffering and struggling and our fears, that we are allowed to say, I'm afraid, that we are allowed to say, I'm struggling, that we're allowed to say, I'm suffering, and that you do not leave us alone, that you come and you walk with us. Thank you that you came in the Lord Jesus and you changed our lives and you opened your heart so that we can walk to you. There's a lot of hurt and a lot of pain, Lord, in many of our lives, and we smile and we put up the wall and we show a front. Help us to break that down when we come before you. You are an amazing God. And we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.